The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
On Monday, we were giving one lucky listener a pair of front row tickets to see Take That in concert, like rocking horse poo. But we were going to make them work for them. Have a listen.
It is a bit of a challenge for someone this morning. Somebody who wants to do something to win a pair of tickets for Take That. Front row tickets. My tickets. I can't go. We have someone who has said they will sing for a couple of hours. We have Will, part of the ground crew, out and about with Lee Morton this morning. Morning, Lee. Morning, Will.
Good morning, Kev. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Tell me what's the situation. Where are you and what's you doing?
Me and Lee are stood on Bold Street outside Liverpool Central, and there's people walking by. They're wondering what we're up to. He's just warming up and he's about to launch into A Million Love Songs, if you're ready.
Fantastic. We're ready.
Lee, take it away.
Put your head against my life. What do you hear? A million words just trying to make a love song of the year. Close your eyes, but don't forget what you have heard. A man who's trying to say three words, words that make me scared. A million love songs later, and here I am trying to tell you that I care. A million love songs later, and here I am. Here I am.
Keep going, Lee. He told me he was no good. I thought that was very good.
Oh, get out of it.
No, he's doing a very good job there. Well done. We'll keep coming back to you, Will, to check on and make sure to keep singing between now and 9 o'clock this morning, all right?
Great. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Will. Cheers, mate. He's out of line with Lee Morton. He's singing for 2 hours till 9 o'clock, and he's doing this for his lovely daughter and his lovely wife. We're going to have him here, there, and everywhere. If you do spot him, then give him some support. And kind of remind you, if you are going to throw fruit, please take it out of the tins first.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
This morning, we've got one of our callers, one of our listeners, who is wanting to win a pair of Take That tickets, front row tickets to see Take That. His name is Lee Morton, and he's doing this for his daughter and his wife. His wife's called Pam, his daughter's called Jocelyn, and he's offered to continuously sing Take That songs from 7 till 9 this morning. If he does, then we'll give him those tickets. So let's catch up with him. He should be somewhere in City Centre, Liverpool. I think he's by Lime Street Station, to see if he's still singing. Just go over to him right now.
Here he is. How deep is your love? I really mean to learn. Cause we're
living in a world of
breaking us down. And the odds should let us be.
Is he getting clapped? Is that a horse going by that?
To you and
we'll go back over to him in a minute, but he's still singing.
I know.
So far, so good. He's got just over 1 hour to go.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
We do have our singer to sing and take that songs this morning from 7 o'clock. Lee Morton's out and about. Let's catch back up with him and see if he's still singing.
I guess now it's time for me to give up.
You're not wrong there, mate. can you hear me, Will?
Got your lipstick mark still on your
no.
coffee
cup. No, he's still singing. Don't worry. Not a problem. Can you hear me, Will? Yeah.
Yes, I've got you here.
Okay, mate. Can we put him on time to stop singing now? Because I think he's done enough for this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Lee, Kev wants a word.
Hi, morning, Kev.
Good morning, Lee. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
You must be knackered singing Take That songs from 7 o'clock till 9 this morning.
Oh, no, yes, good job, I've got a drink with me.
All right, well, listen, well done you. You've certainly did what you said you were going to do on Friday. We're going to sort you out with my pair of Take That tickets to see them perform tomorrow night. And we've already spoke to your wife, and I'm sure your lovely daughter Jocelyn will be pleased with that as well.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Kev.
Not a problem. Now, listen, you get yourself back to our station here and we'll sort out the tickets for you. I hope your wife and your daughter enjoy Take That tomorrow night. And well done, you, and thanks a lot for turning up this morning.
Okay, thanks, Kev.
Cheers, Lee. Have a good day today.
On Tuesday, Kev saw a piece in the paper about a man getting trapped in a toilet for 48 hours. very funny. It got him reminiscing about the time when he got trapped in a pantry in the living room. We wanted to hear other people's stories of entrapment. Very funny. Take a listen.
Talking this morning about being locked in somewhere. Got a text that's come through here. Once got locked in the toilets of a casino in Bodrum in Turkey with my friend. Security found us 2 hours later when we set the smoke alarms off. There we go. Another one. We go for a Chinese every Christmas Eve. I got stuck in the toilets. Good morning to you, whoever you are. Another one here. Morning, CD. My nan used to live in sheltered accommodation. They have these doors that protect us against or protect you against fires. I got locked in the bathroom. good morning to you. And we got Mark from Rainhill hanging on. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Mark. You all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate. You?
Yeah, fine. Thank you, Mark. Tell us about your story when you got locked in somewhere.
It wasn't me personally, mate. I used to manage for a company in Manchester. They had a large contract for the local utility company. And there's we used to cover the Manchester area. There was a house in Altrincham there, and they had a bit of a flood, so we sent a couple of lads out there to go and clean the cellar that was contracted to do. And the lady wasn't quite so happy with it. She made a complaint, and she called the lads back out. When the lads went back out there, we didn't know, but what she really wanted was a new washing machine.
Right.
So the two lads go back down into the cellar to re-clean the cellar again, and she locks the door on them. And barricades them in so they can't get out. There's no other way out the cellar.
Oh my god.
What's that all about?
The mobile phones wouldn't work. They kept ringing, but every time they got through, it was garbled. You couldn't hear what they were saying. until eventually the woman phoned up the company off the phone number of the van to make her idle. Give us my washing machine on. I'm not letting your lads out.
You're joking.
They were in there for about 2.5 hours. Two young lads they were as well. They were quite young. 2.5 hours. Eventually, we sent some engineers round to her house. Without involving the police or anything else, we sent some engineers round and she eventually let them out.
My God.
That's awful.
Scared the two lads to death.
Do you still keep in touch with the two lads?
Say again?
Do you still keep in touch with the two lads?
It works for me now, actually, yeah. But, it's a comical story. Every time we have a couple of beers there, we talk about the kidnapping case.
My God.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Great story, Mark. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
No worries, mate.
Have a nice day. Cheers. Bye-bye. if you want to tell us your story, we're talking about times you've ever been locked in anywhere. 728, call 0151 472-0967. We'll call you back.
The KFC Breakfast Show with Rapid. Renshaw Street, Liverpool.
I got a couple of callers on regarding the have you been locked in anywhere. Have you ever been locked anywhere? We've got loads of people texting and phoning. Let's go to Peter from Bootle. Morning, Peter.
Morning, Kev. You okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Tell us your story.
I was down on County Road and I went for a sunbed. So they'll go upstairs, you know, give me all the creams, towels. Must have been about our face. So I goes in, gets on the sunbed, comes off, it was all in darkness. All the shutters on their own. Hey, where's everyone? And I thought, oh my God, I've been locked in. So I had to phone the police and they had to phone the key holder. So the girl had to come along. She was in tears. I'd just turned the telly on. I was just watching the telly. I think the bill was on. I was just sitting there laughing. Thought, oh, my God. It's a good job I'm not a thief because I could have come and searched and took all the money.
Oh, my God.
But I actually thought what I heard was I think the girl got sacked for it.
Really?
It didn't really bother me. If it had been a girl, probably I would have, but I was just laughing. Yeah, that's when Norman told me girlfriend. She was herself laughing.
Do you know there was one time I was at gym. I don't really use sunbeds to be fair, but there was a gym on London Road many moons ago that I used to go to, and you know the sunbeds, the double sunbeds, that kind of you lie down and then you pull the handles out and it comes down on.
Yeah.
Well, one time when I'd only been there like my first or second time there, and I pulled the handles and the thing fell right down. I mean, it was trapped like a hot dog between two pieces of bread.
Oh my God!
And I couldn't get out.
Oh, I'd hate that. I'd hate it.
Thank God it wasn't on, though. Otherwise, it would have been horrendously burnt.
You actually know me, Kev.
Do I?
Yeah.
Where from?
I'm a DJ, Pete James.
Oh, Peter. Nice to hear from you, Peter. Didn't recognise you. All right, then, fella. Well, nice to hear from you. And you have yourself a good day today.
Have a good one, Kev.
Cheers, Peter.
See you soon.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye. Let's go to Bootle. Stay in Bootle, in fact. Dave. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Kev.
What's your story?
I was about 10 at the time. I was playing football in the street. And my ball went on, you know, the corrugated sheets that go on the roof?
Yes.
Like the plastic things. Went on top of one of them, I climbed up, and I actually fell right through, and it landed in someone's kitchen.
Oh, my God.
You're joking?
No, and the opening to get out through the front door, you were asleep on the couch, so I couldn't get past them. I was trying to get out the back door, it was all locked up with the bolts and the locks on, and the meter pop bolt was only 10.
Yeah.
In the end, and, it got, and it's the next thing, the dog come in, and this is no lie, he had the dog and everything. So I was trapped myself in case the dog started barking, and the owner woke up. I ended up climbing up on top of the kitchen sink and climbing out through the window. Left me ball behind, just bailed.
Just bailed.
That is hilarious.
So let me get that straight. Your ball went on top of a corrugated roof, which is over a kitchen.
Yeah.
You went on there to get the ball.
Yeah.
Fell through the roof, landed in someone's kitchen.
Yeah.
Went to get out to the front door. And I had to go past the couple who were asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And then they had a dog who started coming. What a great story that is. Amazing. Dave, love it. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
Sorry.
Have a good day today.
Cheers.
That's a great story.
On Thursday, we were all getting in the Christmas spirit, but it's never straightforward on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show, as I'm sure you're well aware of by now. We wanted to hear about people's Christmas disaster stories, so have a listen.
We're talking Christmas disasters this morning. What have we got? Got a couple of texts here. Kev walked in on my now ex-love of my life for 20 years. I walked in on him talking on the phone to another woman / dog. Made Christmas a very special time for me. Isn't that a nightmare?
Horrible.
I mean, that kind of thing is awful at any time, but Christmas time. So, morning, thank you for your text. I hope you're happy now. Kev, a few years ago, my son pulled his radiator off the wall in his bedroom. What's that all about? Flooding the bedroom on Christmas Eve. And then smashed his bedroom window on New Year's Eve. My God, is he okay? What a disaster that is. Imagine that, flooding somewhere Christmas Eve.
And exactly, because you can't, it's not like you can get anyone to come out and fix it, is it?
And then trying to get someone.
God.
My God. What else have we got? We've got someone hanging on the line here. Mary from Kirby. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kev.
You all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us your Christmas disaster.
Speaking to my aunt and uncle on Christmas Day, wishing them Merry Christmas, and the pressure cooker, which they were cooking the Christmas dinner in, blew up.
My God!
Sending all the carrot and turnip.
Everywhere?
Well, yeah, through the ceiling, everywhere.
Pressure cookers, I mean, they're great, but they could also be very dangerous, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. So there was no cooker for, well, quite a while, because as you know, no men come out. Well, the gas board had to come out on Christmas Day and condemn the cooker.
My God. What an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
Well, I had my own family over for Christmas, so what's four more?
What? My God. Well, well done you for coming to the rescue, but what an absolute Christmas disaster that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. Are you all sorted for Christmas this year, Mary?
No.
No? When are you going to start?
Saturday.
On Saturday. Well, I hope you have a good time.
Right.
Thanks for calling up, Mary.
Okay, thank
you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I had a bit of a disaster myself a few years ago, only about 3 years ago. I vowed I will never do it again. I was working at a club on Christmas Eve. We were live on air. And you know, I like to get out and about and party and stuff at the weekends.
Really?
And, yeah, occasionally. just to be sociable.
No way.
I was walking out of this club that I was working in, nice Club Isis. I'd done my gig, finished live on air, 2 o'clock. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a nice Christmas. I'm off. Done my gig and thought, right, that's it, CD, get home. And I'd invited all the family around to my house for Christmas Day dinner. I was going to cook for everyone, right? So I was like, right. So just leaving the club, all proud of myself. Look at me getting home early. And next thing I just heard, CD! In the deepest voice. And there's a friend of mine, Mr. Collier. Good morning, if you're listening. And I just thought, oh, no. And I turned around and said, get over here. So he's got about 15 bottles of champagne on the table. Get some more champagne over here. So next thing, I sat down and had a drink with him. And anyway, I can't remember what time we left the club and then the party. And I just hated myself. Guess what time I cooked Christmas? I'm sorry, Mum, and everyone else, I will never do it again.
Why?
Guess what time I cooked Christmas dinner?
What time?
Or what time I put it out?
I don't know. I don't want to guess.
8 o'clock on Christmas.
No, Kevin.
I know.
A night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was awful. I hated myself all day.
See, that's...
That's when you have the picky bits and the cheese and biscuits.
Yeah, that's when you have the turkey sandwiches and stuff. And you're a bit peckish.
I know.
I never go out Christmas Eve, never, just in case that happens.
Well, it's never happened again, and it will. Well, that's because every time we invite them for Christmas dinner, no one wants to come anymore. Yeah. But it will never happen again, and I hate them. I still hate myself now for ruining it. Dreadful. But anyway, keep your calls and texts coming in. We've got this one here from Steve. Steve from Walton phoned to say that he turned up to his sister's Carol's house to find the house on fire. Carol had left the turkey in the oven and caused a fire. He ended up eating ham sandwiches for lunch.
Oh my God.
I mean, I mentioned this frequently. You know, I remember one time we had a 10-pound turkey, and it took me 32 hours to cook a 10-pound turkey.
What?
Seriously. Because every time I closed the oven door, the turkey kept blowing out the gas.
Well, that's it for another week on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. But make sure you tune in next week, the final week on the run-up to Christmas.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.